This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. A lot to do today. Ross Tucker at 12:30. Kiss the baby at 1. LeSean McCoy will join the show. Backs for Barkley as we make the push for an MVP. A lot to discuss. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. I just want to let everybody know my soap making skills is starting to come together a little
bit. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Starting to come together.
So when are you going to have a full bar? How's this going to work out?
Well, I made some last night. So what I have to do now, I have to get like the base. You have to grind it up a little bit. Mm. When you grind it up a little bit, it melts better. So I've learned, you know, that's the case. You
gotta
little bit of water
okay.
in there, too.
So you say, it sounds like you've evolved a little bit.
Yeah, I'm getting better.
You've become a better soap maker than maybe you were 8-10 weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think something similar could be said for Nick Sirianni. He's evolved here into a better head coach.
It's all about evolution,
it
man.
It is. It's about
growth.
It's
all about growth.
I agree with that, Hugh. And I think it's also growth for us as a fan base to say things, new information, new opinions. I mean, that's part of being a fan, right? You think something, and then you could change your mind if things change. And I have to admit that my mind has changed overall on Nick Sirianni because of what he's doing.
About
here.
What?
Well,
you don't want to fire him no more?
I do not. Not today.
Okay.
8 weeks ago, 10 weeks ago, whatever it was, I was saying this guy wasn't a good NFL head coach, and I said he was below average. Well, that's obviously not fair, not true. He's better than that. He's shown it over years, but he's shown it over this year. And, Hugh, it's hard not to look. I mean, I know, you know, we'll hear a clip here in a second, but someone talking about legendary status. But I recognize he's off to a quality start in his NFL career. He is 44-19 now. They're currently riding an 8-game winning streak. He started 10-2 in 3 straight years. These are all facts. These are all things. And I give Nick credit for evolving here. And I'm willing to say today, and you know, we'll see how far everyone's going to take it today. We'll see how far you'll take it and Kyle will take it. But I'm willing to say Nick Sirianni is a good coach. You got it at me, all right? Nick Sirianni is doing quite a good job this year. But Nick Sirianni, Hugh, is a good coach. And I think we have to come together with that because this has been a good job he's done. Hugh, where are you at right now? 8 straight wins on Sirianni. How far are you willing to go in his level of coaching? I'll say he's a good coach.
I would go very good coach.
Okay.
And, you know, I know we're going to talk about this, but I need a little bit of time because I need to pontificate.
You going to cook?
On this one a little bit,
man. Self-cooking or coach cooking?
Yeah, well, coach cooking.
Okay.
Because I feel, when I think of Coach Sirianni, I mean, I don't get my music because I'm about to let it go. I was thinking more like soft melancholy type music.
This is sermon.
So then he comes with the rocky music. But anyway, but let me say, because I feel like with Coach Sirianni, he's learned from his mistakes. He's a guy that looked at the way that he was doing things and realized that it didn't work. So he went back to the drawing board during that bye week. And he had a collective, a brain trust, if you will, that got together, Joe. And they decided what was best for this football team. You know what's funny? It's something about this music that makes you hype when you
hear it. It does. It's different.
It does hit different. And they decided to do what's best for the team. And that's why I give Coach Sirianni a very good coach, because he's not one of those cats that sit there and feels like his way is his way or the highway. He's open to new ideas. He's open to change. And it reminds me, that's what you need. For all the people that are in relationships right now, that's what you need to have. You have to be willing to change. And you have to be willing to support your significant other in order to have success in this relationship. And right now, Joe, that is what we're experiencing. We're experiencing success in relationships because Jalen and the coach, Coach Sirianni, they've gotten it together. And they decided to do what's best for this team and what's best for this organization. And that is to get us to Louisiana. Even if we are riding the bus with a bunch of individuals, that is going to be really weird, but it's going to be fun. And it's going to be...
You know, I just thought
call the filthy 50 weird.
Yeah, don't do that.
It is.
It's gonna
come
be
on.
Awesome.
I didn't feel the 50. No, they're gonna be. It's gonna be a weird eclectic group.
It is. That was great. That was a little sermon.
I'm fired up.
That was awesome.
No, I can't believe you just wouldn't go great though.
It's the music though. It's the music. No, he's really good, man. I think because a lot of times we like to live in the moment, and we're trying to put these lofty. We're making him out to be something that he hasn't accomplished a whole lot yet. He's accomplished a lot, but the ultimate goal is to win a Super Bowl. He's gotten us to a Super Bowl. He's gotten us in the playoffs. We're in the playoffs. Haven't won a Super Bowl yet, man. You know, when I think of legendary coaches, one of the guys that I think of off the top of the list is Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. But even Andy Reid had to learn from his mistakes.
Of course he did. And it took him a long time.
It took him a long time. Nick Sirianni is probably on I don't want to say easier path, but a quicker trajectory.
Well, to get to that point. Andy had to build something from scratch. This thing was kind of handed to him.
Yeah. You know, this is when you, what do they call it when kids, you're born on third base?
Yeah.
He was born on third base. And I think that a lot of times you get penalized. He's getting penalized for that.
Well, but I think some of it's just reality, right? Like, there's a reason why whether it's a betting market or a show you watch. So you hear anyone calling for Nick Sirianni in the coach of the year race? No one.
No, because he's being penalized.
Yeah, but it's also the truth. Like, he's got a lot to work with here. Look, I gave him credit to start the show. I think he's a good coach. But I will, and you think he's a very good coach. But, like, I got to push back. Yesterday we have Howard on, and Howard just...
Oh, that was too much.
I mean, it's speaking of sermons, this little back and forth with Howard yesterday, as he tried to put Sirianni in legendary status as we sit here 4 years in with 2 playoff wins. Here's Howard with us yesterday.
That's okay. So you wanted to fire the head coach who has unbelievable... legendary. That's a word that you may not understand.
Hold on. Can we stop with the legendary stuff?
Wait a minute. He's got a career winning percentage. It's the 6th best in NFL history.
Through less than 5 years,
it doesn't matter.
Well, of course it does.
Wait a minute. How many years do you think John Madden coached?
I don't know. 10? 8?
No, maybe 8, 9 years.
And he also won the Super Bowl.
Wait a minute. Nick Sirianni is not a good coach, a very good coach. I don't call him a great coach because that takes time.
Oh, okay.
But his numbers are legendary.
So by the way, because we didn't have this information handy yesterday, John Madden did coach 10 years in the NFL, and he won 103 games, 103-32. Can we just, I am willing, and you guys have, broken me to this point, to where I'm giving him credit. He's doing a good job. He is a good coach right now. 44-19 is an excellent start to a career.
It is.
No one could dispute that.
And you have to, for me, it's the body of work. Still got a lot of work to do.
And I'm not willing today to call him a great coach. I'm not willing to go there today. Not yet. Not right now. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. Here's why we'll give him. As the lights go out in the building. Here's where I will go right now. I will give him credit, like you said, Hugh, for evolving. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts on Sunday after the game. And it's credit from a guy that, you remember back to the offseason, Jalen didn't want to give Nick credit for much or even give him anything for anything. He didn't want to talk about him. Here was Jalen after the game this past Sunday talking about the evolution of Nick Sirianni.
What ways do you think Nick has evolved and grown through this season?
Yeah, I just think, his approach, his patience in certain moments, and I think his ability to dive in and kind of get the real detail of things, so he can better prepare us to do what we do. I know he's very intentional with the time he spends and the situations, and he's had some moments where he wish he could have done something else, and then he has some moments where we got to help him out as well, and then we got moments where we need to learn from them all, and so it's all collaborative.
He was just in here, and he was saying that you belong in the MVP discussion, and it's that people try to discredit you because of stats. What's it mean for you that he kind of defends you like that?
I mean, I appreciate his intentions with it, and I have a lot of love for coaching. That my focus is winning. My focus is winning and doing what I need to do to help this team win.
And winning is what they've done, a lot of it. 8 straight wins here. They're 10-2. I will say this morning, Nick Sirianni's a good coach. Hugh thinks he's a very good coach. Kyle, where do you come down as Nick Sirianni has certainly flipped the script on his season, the Eagles season, and maybe his career?
Legendary, Joe. Stop. No, I'm not going to say he's legendary, but I was so annoyed yesterday with the amount of people or the lack of people that wanted to admit that Nick Sirianni is doing a fantastic job this season. Like, a really, really good job this year. People don't even want to give him credit for this 8-game win streak, which I think you would even admit is going a little bit too far. Mm-hmm. But we can all take ourselves back to how it felt at the end of last year and just how disgusted we were with this Eagles team. That was awful. It was one of the most miserable times to be a Philadelphia sports fan. And the fact that we've been able to drag ourselves out of that, the way that it ended last year, even the way that it started this year, when it was 2-2 and we had people calling for his head, Nick Sirianni's gotten his team through adversity multiple times. He did it in his first year when they started 2-5 and ended up ripping off a playoff season at 9-8 with, let's be honest, average to below average quarterback play and a below average roster. That was a fantastic coaching job by Nick Sirianni. He's willing to change, right? He's not stubborn. He had the meeting with his players during the bye week. He was even willing to give play calling over to Shane Steichen in year one. And he's even, we heard this from Jalen Hurts, he's been able to make amends, or I don't know how bad it actually was, but he's been able to have a workable relationship with a quarterback that we all, it didn't really seem like that was going to be the case at all. And this team loves playing for Nick Sirianni. So, I get that you don't want to go as far as to say he's great. I think you should at the very least say he's very good and at least say he's doing a great job this season. It feels like we're setting the bar way too high for this guy right now. All of a sudden now he has to win the Super Bowl for even somebody to relent that he's doing a really good job or that he's a great coach. How about 4 years in a row of making the postseason,
that's very good.
But he shouldn't get knocked for how talented the roster is. I mean, great coaches that have great seasons, guess what? They have great rosters. Bill Belichick had terrible seasons,
but expectations
with bad rosters
dictate how we talk.
I understand that, but we can be a little more realistic about it, right?
Well, okay,
we can look at it for what it is. We've seen Belichick have terrible seasons with terrible rosters. He shouldn't be expected to make chicken salad, to use another Howard one, out of chicken you know what,
no,
all the time, right?
But this is filet mignon he's got here.
Of course, right, but why is that a knock on him?
It's not, but it's just, it's hard for me to it's hard for me to get to great until he does something great.
Well, it was easy for you to go to bed when they lost six out of the last seven with a lot of same talent on the offense, right? And there was a lot of talent on the defense. So if it was so easy to go that far with him not performing with that good of a roster, then it would be just as easy for you to go that far and say he's doing a great job with the roster he has right now.
All right, some of that's hard for folks.
It is. 215-592. I mean, this is growth. I've already said he's a good coach. I mean, how far do you want me to go? I got Hugh saying very good. I got Howard comparing him to John Madden yesterday.
His numbers are legendary.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
In about four-year span? Stop. 5-year span?
215-592-9494. I don't think it's a lot to ask that I wait one more month. A month from now, right in the middle of January, they're about to play playoffs. A month, 5 weeks, 6 weeks from now, if they're in the NFC Championship game, his resume is remarkable then through 4 years. A Super Bowl trip, another trip to a title game. You know, but I got to see him get there first. I got to see this thing to the finish line. Last year, and I don't think it's going to happen again, last year they were 10-1. Let's not pretend they weren't. And then they fell apart. This team is better. They're better built. I don't think that's going to happen. They're going to be
Saquon's playing out of his mind.
I'd be shocked if they're not in the postseason and hosting a playoff game a month from now. But we got to finish the race here. 215-592-9494. All right, let's see how far people are willing to go today. Are you willing to say, are you ready to say that Nick Sirianni is a great coach? I will say good. Hugh's saying very good. I'm not going to the greater legendary status yet. I mean, come on. Let's go to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy Throwing Flowers Tuesday, man.
It is. That's what day it is here on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Better than slinging arrows.
Well, they're winning, so it's not many arrows to sling.
Hugh, I'd rather sling the arrows. But this clearly got to be a Kyle day. But, you know, I don't know. Hey, Hugh,
yes.
First off, great job rising to the occasion of the Rocky song.
It's a weird song because it gets you hype. It gets you really hype.
You know what? Before a playoff game, we might have to do every segment of the show with the Rocky music for one of us. Like, just like the whole day. I mean, it feels like just a hype day. Go ahead, Chris.
Just makes everything better.
Yep.
Guys, before I get into this Nick thing, I got two ideas for you from yesterday's thing. So I got two names for you guys to ponder. Kids of Chaos, kids with a Z, and then Department of Defense. For our defensive nicknames.
I'm going to write both those. I'm going to start writing all these down because we need a nickname here. Did you ask Cooper last time what the nickname should be?
You know what? I completely forgot because we got off to talking about other stuff.
Yeah.
And I completely forgot about the nickname.
Well, he's a popular
remember
guy
the show.
Right now.
Remember the show, Hugh. You're the day guy. You got to keep
I forgot. I forgot completely about the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it's a bad job.
Guys, so listen, I'm not throwing flowers at Nick, all right? If that's today's day, I'm not doing it. Nope, not going to do it. If I'm going to throw anything at him, today I'm going to throw wilted weeds at him, and not that kind of plant here. But, you know, listen, he's 2-3 in the postseason. I said this yesterday. You know, maybe people think he's the next Andy Reid and we don't appreciate him. I don't care, okay? I think he's closer to Gabe Kepler. But I will say this to Nick. If Nick gets us to the Super Bowl, I'll throw flowers at him the entire bus ride down. I'll even throw this out there. I will go I'll sit babyface next to Hugh the entire ride down. I'll share.
That would be awesome.
Wow.
I'll shave the goatee. I haven't done that in about 20 years. But I will do that if they go to the Super Bowl, and I will eat crow the entire way down. So. But I feel pretty confident in that. Kyle and I also have a side bet going on here. I don't think he's getting extended. I don't think he's getting a contract. And I'm pretty set in my ways. And, Hugh, you know, yesterday you were, may have been all alone, dying up on that hill. I saw you up there. I see you up on that hill all alone fighting. Fork is sticking out your back.
I got five more weeks, dog. I got 5 weeks.
You got a little bit of, you know, I still see you moving. I still think there may be some, cardiovascular spasms, but you know,
it's a wrap.
I'm on the other hill. I'm saying I'm not extending Nick, and I'm not throwing flowers at Nick yet. So no flowers today, man.
You got it, Chris. All right, so Chris is stuck in his way, stuck in his camp, not willing to give Sirianni, you know, any more movement or credit. I do think we're obviously. I think it's pretty clear we're trending towards him getting a contract extension.
Yeah, I would think so.
Now, Spike threw it out last week that he would do it last week. I saw Jeff McClain write about it in the Inquirer yesterday. Do I think a contract extension is coming today? I don't. I think the Eagles will wait till after the season.
Chris is going to lose that bet, though.
I think you're probably right. Let's say, what's the most reasonable and likely outcome? They make it to the NFC Championship game?
Mm-hmm.
If they do that, he's going to be extended. Yes. I'd be very surprised if they win two playoff games and he's not extended.
Yeah, you got to run it back.
They also could just bring it back without an extension. Then he's a lame duck. That's also possible.
But the one thing the Eagles have done a great job of is not letting off the field stuff become the story. So I feel like going into the season, it all depends on how the season ends. Going into that, they don't want that to be the story. You know, when you think about PR is important.
Of course.
PR is important. And you look at right now, regardless if you want to give him credit or not, you got probably the best player on the planet, the hottest player in the game right now, running, toting the rock. And this groundswell is starting to build up as far as this MVP thing is going for Saquon Barkley. So I feel like if they go deep, and I'm not just saying that because I'm an Eagles fan, but I'm on a thread with some friends of mine, and they're big Detroit fans, and I'm telling them, like, my daughter up there, and she's talking about how well the Lions playing. I'm like, hey, I mean, I'm not just saying this because I play for the Eagles, but boy, the storm coming. If it plays out the way that we want to play it out, I'm starting to the point now where I feel like it doesn't matter who has the number one seed.
Ooh, I think it matters.
I mean, I hear you. And I respect that because you're talking about the respite and not having to play that extra game and all that stuff.
And the home field.
Yeah, all that. But I feel like it don't matter because this team is on a mission. I equate it to that year the Giants went on the road. They were like, they barely got into the playoffs. And they played a game in Tampa. I forgot where it was at, but they were on the road every week because they were the lower seed in every game they played in. And they won every one of those games because that defense traveled well. It kind of feels like this might be the case for this team.
Well, they have they're 5-1 on the road. Maybe 6-1 now. Because
only one has lost is Tampa.
Only one and they won the neutral game in Brazil. Right, but that's kind of like a road game. So, yeah, I mean, look, they've been a very good team away from Philadelphia. There's no question. Mal's in Philly. Hey, Mal.
Yo, what's going on?
What's going on? What's up, buddy?
It's funny how it switches on the radio to y'all voices, like, back to the call. It's just crazy.
Well, you're part of the show. That's why you're part of it.
I love it. So, look, right, I think that Nick is a good coach, very good coach. I wouldn't say great yet. I heard the last call talk about his playoff record, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I get it. The first loss was against a red-hot Tampa Bay team who went on to win the Super Bowl, right? Okay. Next year, what do? We went on to go to the Super Bowl. The year after that, the team fell apart, and that's part of the reason why we lost, and we didn't have A.J. Brown. So I'm not putting that all on Nick. I mean, look at the circumstances. When the team is flowing and the team is doing good and doing what we're supposed to do, he went in the playoffs.
So, Mal, I agree. A couple things, then I'll let you finish. Just one quick thing. That Tampa Bay was coming off the Super Bowl. They actually lost the next week to the Rams. Like when we lost to the Bucs 3 years ago, Bucs team didn't win it. They lost to the Rams the next week. Rams went to the Super Bowl and won it. But now, you're right. Like, they haven't lost as a favorite in the playoffs, right? It hasn't been a disaster. They haven't won they did lose as a favorite in the Super Bowl. But what I mean is the two other losses to Tampa, they were underdogs in the game.
Yeah.
Losses. I wouldn't call them terrible losses. They just lost. Yeah, I agree.
Not terrible. But, you know, it was just circumstantial, you know. And it's funny. It's funny how the offense for the Eagles is playing how we thought the defense would play, and the defense is playing how we thought the offense would play. We thought the offense would come out, you know, striking, and the defense would have to kind of adjust. And, you know, if they made some good plays, then we'd be satisfied. But the defense is looking exceptional, very exceptional.
It sounds to me like they're a necessity. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. Mal, good phone call there. Sounds like that defense has become a necessity on this football team.
Why does it always come back to me?
I mean,
that always kind of all roads lead back when he talk about defense.
Well, that's your
every
take.
Time anybody says something about defense now, everybody turns and looks at me.
What happens anytime somebody mentions Trey Turner? Who does it go back to? Joe?
It does? Trey Turner? Oh, you're talking about
Joe. Like, well, it's the opposite. Like, whenever Trey hit the home run, Julio's a moron.
I don't know
and
why.
And then when he has five errors, crickets.
Why, when you said Trey Turner, why I'm over here thinking Tyrese Maxey?
It's become your brand. You're against defense.
I'm not against defense.
Yeah, you are.
I speak facts.
No.
I speak Facts.
That's not true.
Facts? And nobody wanted to hear it. Now the defense is playing well. Now everybody's like, well, how about the defense? Y'all wasn't saying that a year ago when I got here.
Well, they should.
2 years
ago.
No, they wasn't. Y'all wasn't saying that when
I
was
said it to you every day.
26 ranked also, defense. Nobody was saying that to me then.
Yes, they were.
Y'all but, like y'all trying to make me feel bad.
We
sat bad.
Because we had a 26 ranked defense.
I am so comfortable on this here.
Oh, my goodness.
You're so comfortable.
You barely have a pulse.
5 weeks.
Can we get
you're more stubborn than the anti-Sirianni people.
I know. You are. And I love how you think there are.
I just moved the line a little bit.
I like how you think there are facts on WIP. There's no facts on the station. It's all nonsense. 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. All right, we'll come back. Your phone calls. Are you willing to say Nick Sirianni's a great coach? I'm not going there just yet. I will say he's good. He's certainly transformed his career, the season, all that. Plus, we'll take you inside the locker room last night. Nick Sirianni's message to the team. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
For yesterday.
Legendary.
Which feels
come on.
Like a lot.
Great coach.
Good coach. Good coach. How are we jeering good coach? I mean, that's a compliment. He is a good coach.
It's backhanded.
No, it's not.
It is.
They
just won 8 straight games yesterday.
I recognize that.
We were saying the most impressive win of the Nick Sirianni era.
Yep.
Man, just good.
Well, he's also got a lot going on around him, and we could be real about it, right? He's got a great roster on hand here, yeah. And at least one excellent coordinator.
Look what
and
he's
one
getting
good
out of him.
He's getting a lot out of him.
Yeah.
He's doing a good job.
That's a great job.
He's doing a good job.
Great job.
Dude, I keep saying the word very clearly. Good job. Mm-hmm. At least you got Hugh in the very good camp.
Yeah,
isn't
very
that
good coach. It's one of those things to me where it's going to be hard for people to move off of this square because you got those people that say, oh, well, he has a loaded roster. So what?
But that factors into the evaluation.
But it doesn't. Like, the NFL, every year, the game has changed. It's gone are the days where the team you get drafted by is the team you probably end up playing for your whole life.
Of course, yeah.
And gone are the days where, you know, that is the case. And you have to actually draft from when it was like, what was it? You drafted, like, 80 people and you picked out maybe two or three and mm-hmm. found out they were good players.
Sure.
They've done a great job. Howie has done a great job of using his resources and his skill set to put the best roster together that you possibly can. And they found a chef that can go out there and make cook. Regardless of how you want to frame it or say it, coaches still need to put players in position to be successful.
I agree with that. But if you have a loaded roster, it changes the way you view the coach. I mean, you're supposed to win.
I mean, and is that fair, though?
Yeah.
I don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair in this day and age. Now, there are still some old school coaches out there that in old school organizations that do a great job of fine talent, diamonds in the rough, mm-hmm. and going out there and having success. But we have a GM that – has learned how to finagle the numbers, learn how to fleece other teams from their good players, and amass a roster that is probably head and shoulders better than most of the teams in the NFL. Great organization, great talent, and all that other stuff. I don't think he should be penalized for that.
So it's not penalized, but it's the reality of the conversation. Like, he has a lot to work with. Like, I can't say it any other way. Like, he doesn't have a 500 roster. He doesn't have
But he still has to manage. Somebody said it the other day. I think it was on the afternoon show. Ego management. And you have to put these players in position to be successful. And this is why I give him a very good coach. Because he's figured out how, up until this point, to manage all of those egos. You talk about a Pro Bowl roster. That's a lot of different egos you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. And they're what, 10-2?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's phenomenal.
Well, especially if you went into the season thinking they were going to be, what, 9-8, 7-8, 10-7? You thought this was a mediocre, maybe slightly above average roster. They look like the best team in football right now.
But I was wrong.
Yeah, and you were wrong about Sirianni, too.
Like, no, but I can't be wrong on both.
Sure you can.
But that doesn't add up.
No, it does. So,
Do you think the roster, after watching the full season, forget what I thought in the summer, after watching the full season so far, are they a top five roster in the league?
Absolutely they
are. So then I was wrong on that.
But because Sirianni's getting a lot out of them, like, Andy Reid got a lot out of maybe, like, not like the most loaded rosters ever, right? But Andy Reid got a lot out of them. That made Andy Reid a good coach. Sirianni was, like, a lot of this, I think, is still left over from the end of last season, how last season ended, right? Like, it's just, that doesn't really feel fair. Like, can we not ever get to the point where we look back on that and say, you know, maybe there was just nothing he could do? The quarterback was playing mediocre.
Sure,
he should get credit for how these guys look now compared to last year.
Great, but I think as time goes on, if last year is the outlier, that will be clear, right? At some point, if he coaches for 10 more years.
It looks that way, right?
Well, right now it does, yeah. It looks like last year was his outlier, and they fell apart, and now they're thriving as this season goes on. Sure, mm-hmm. As time goes on there. The roster's obviously really good. So that can't not impact what you say about the coach.
Sure can.
Well, it doesn't make any sense.
They had a pretty good roster. They had a really good roster last year, too.
Not like this,
yes,
Kyle. They have Zach Bond. They have Quinyon Mitchell. They have Cooper DeJean.
I understand.
They have way more good players
on defense.
But they
weren't that much different from the 2022 roster that looked like the best roster in football.
I disagree. I think I was... I'll give you this. I probably was too hard on him last year. The roster was more of the problem than him down the stretch of the season. But it brings me back to the same thing. He's a product of the roster more than he's elevating them to any special status.
Well, he still did win 11 games with that roster
last year. Yes, he did. Okay. All right, 215. All right, but again, it wasn't a great team last year. 215-592-9494. Let's go to a guy that I have a feeling will say Nick Sirianni is a great coach. Ken in Cinnamon. What's up, Ken?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good morning,
Ken.
What's
going on, man?
So it's so strange to hear this kind of almost unspoken hope that the Eagles collapse again like they did last year so that you could say, see, I told you Sirianni was a bad coach. Listen, I've been calling this radio station for 2 years saying that we've got a special head coach here. And it becomes willfully ignorant to suggest otherwise with each passing week and each passing box that Nick Sirianni checks. You've got a guy who follows you in the afternoons who still refuses to admit that Nick Sirianni's a better coach than Brian Daboll. I mean, there becomes a point where stupidity is incurable. And we're at that point with a lot of this stuff on Nick Sirianni. Are we going to extend the winningest active head coach in the NFL? That's a question that, like, there's actually a caller here that has a bet that they're not going to extend the winningest active head coach in the NFL? Seriously?
Yeah, Chris Cook.
Can I get on that action? You know, Kyle Shanahan's had a loaded roster for years. I don't hear anybody saying that Kyle Shanahan's a product of his roster. Dan Campbell's got a loaded roster. Everybody drools over Dan Campbell, even though Dan Campbell's record is not even close.
Well, but Ken, hold on with the Campbell thing. Campbell took over the worst situation in the sport. Like, obviously, he's going to be behind the race in the same amount of time as Sirianni, who had a lot of good players here.
The Eagles were 4-11-1 when Nick Sirianni
got the job. They had Lane Johnson and Jason Kelsey and Jalen Hurts. That wasn't a bad football team.
So Dan Campbell's roster hasn't gotten better since he got hired.
Yeah, of course it has.
Well, okay. So Why isn't Dan Campbell a product of his roster?
No, but Ken, you're missing the point on this. What's their record 2022 to now? It's probably close. That's the point. 2021, when Campbell took over there, it was a dumpster fire. The Eagles were better than the Lions. So, like that, you take out that year, and it's probably pretty close. I think it's fair to say the two of them are close.
You're not going to find a successful head coach that doesn't have good players. I defy you to look. You're not going to find it. And now we're at the point where a guy like Sirianni gets punished for having a good team, but these other coaches that stink. I mean, Kevin Stefanski has been coach of the year in the NFL twice. Of the Cleveland Browns. I mean, please, you've got to be kidding me. At what point does the coach and do the coaches have a responsibility to get their players better, to get their players to play better, and to get the most out of the players they have? It's amazing how my father used to say all the time, bless his soul, that, you know, it's amazing how closely blessings follow hard work. Like whatever somebody says, oh, we're so blessed, it's amazing how closely those blessings follow hard work. It's amazing how good players follow really good coaches. This guy is a special head coach. Just question whether or not the Eagles are going to extend the guy is preposterous. The whole conversation is preposterous. And I'll tell you what makes the guy special. And it's not X's and O's. It's not that kind of stuff. Anybody can draw plays. It is the way this guy connects to a room full of men. It is special, and you know, leadership is an innate ability. You really can't teach leadership. You're either born with the ability to lead men or you're not. Brian Daboll clearly isn't. A lot of these guys clearly aren't, and I'm sorry, but Nick Sirianni clearly is. And the longer you go without admitting, hey, look, it's like anything else. You get new information, right?
Yeah.
Like you said earlier.
Sure,
you know?
And I've bumped him up. He's a good coach.
So, The longer you go without admitting, as you continue to get new information, that this guy is special, the longer it just feels like you don't want to.
Ken, it's always a call. I always appreciate it. I don't think he's a special coach. We have to be smarter than this to go by winning percentage. Mike McCarthy has a higher winning percentage than Bill Parcells. If you have good players, you will win football games in the NFL. If you have a good quarterback, you will win football games more often than you will lose football games. Like, we can't just say, and that's why yesterday Howard's thing with John Madden and the whole thing with his winning percentage, I don't care. Can I give you a comparison?
Mm-hmm.
And this isn't apples to apples because I'm not looking at the first 4 years of his career, but rather kind of like, I think it was year six through whatever. Nick Sirianni. Is 44-19, right?
Yes.
That's a 698 winning percentage. That's about 70%. That's really good. 44-19, and this season isn't over. We'll see where he goes. He's been to a Super Bowl. I think this year he probably gets to a title game, okay? I'm going to give you another coach that at a time was good, but no one would say he was special in retrospect. Jeff Fisher had a 5-year stretch with Steve McNair, who I think Jalen Hurts is kind of similar to as a player. He won 70% of his games, made a Super Bowl, lost really close, made another AFC championship game. He was a good coach for a time. He wasn't special.
That's a good pull.
And he was a motivator, more of a CEO type. If Nick Sirianni's Jeff Fisher, we should be fine with that. And with the roster Howie puts together, because Howie and the front office are better than what they used to have in Tennessee, this could work for a while.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean I'm watching John Madden. Like, there's levels to this where maybe I was too hard on him. But the special John Madden comparisons also, like, come on.
Well, his numbers are legendary.
This is the problem. How?
I feel like what has separated Coach Sirianni is because he did have a tumultuous season. And he went back to the drawing board and they figured it out. That's the equivalent to a relationship, man. I mean, when you think about it, and I know people are like, what are you talking about? But it is. Him and his – think about the – sound bites that we got before the season started and think about where they are now. He's cultivated this relationship with his quarterback to where they're in a better space.
And that's good on him.
And everybody can't do that. That's why I'm giving him very good because he, whatever it is, Joe, he's learned from his mistakes.
I agree.
And this team is playing for him. That's the biggest thing that matters to me and to anybody that plays the game. I always used to say, being a head coach in the NFL is the greatest brainwashing job that you could do to an individual because the coach's job is to get you to run through a brick wall for him. And when you run through the brick wall for him the first time, you ask him where the next one is.
And he's doing that.
And he's got that.
I think that's probably the best part of him right now. And also, I give him credit for recognizing what he had this year and changing the way the team went, right? He had to green light that. Whether or not Kellen Moore calls the plays, Sirianni had to green light a change in philosophy. And he did it. He did it at the right time, and it saved the season.
Like I agree with you. Just saying 44-19, it lacks context. But we can get into the context here. He's had three different sets of coordinators. A lot of moving parts on the defense, just the roster in general, right? Like, they were a 4-11-1 team. Ken was right about that before he got here.
And we can all agree they had good players.
Sure, but we didn't know what the quarterback was. The quarterback, like, if we're being honest about the career of Jalen Hurts here during Sirianni's tenure, there's a high variance of how he's played. It's been, you know, good. It's been great. It's been bad. It's been average,
sure.
Right?
I just meant, like, the cupboard wasn't bare when he got here.
Sure.
It wasn't as bad as some 4-11 teams.
But he is part of the growth of this football team going from that 4-11-1 to 9-8 to then a Super Bowl contender, a little bit of a snag in the road. And, you know, we talked ad nauseum about what the causes for that were. It looks to be less and less like Nick Sirianni's fault at the end of last season. So I think even when you add context to that 44-19, it makes him look better.
It makes him look what he is, which is a good coach. 215-592-9494. All right. Are you willing to say Sirianni's a great coach? Some are. I thought today I'm moving in the positive direction. I'm giving Sirianni credit, saying he's good.
You're doing okay.
Not enough.
I'm trying.
No. Yeah, you're doing okay.
I feel like I've grown on the Sirianni thing over the last 2 months.
You're stuck a little bit, though. You're stuck a little bit.
No, 2 months. I mean, a month and a half ago, I said we were too hard on him. Yesterday, I said it was the best win in his era. Today, I'm saying he's a good coach. Like, I'm moving on this train with you guys. You want me to conduct this
Your
thing.
Flower's in, like, a bit of a snowstorm right now. It's got to weather it.
That's fine. I mean, but I'm not going to buckle here and just say, oh, he's Bill Belichick all over again. Sean in Philadelphia. What's up, Sean? Sean?
Moment too big.
Come on, Sean.
Sean.
And you. Easy, yes. Buddy. The moment ain't too big.
Sean got you.
I'm sitting here listening to you guys, and I called about a year ago when we started having a bad season. And I said, you know, and I think a previous caller said it as well, it's almost like, are we internalizing and wishing things go awry so we can justify our complaint? In the midst of winning, and winning impressively, and winning through adversity, and winning despite all the naysayers, Eagle Nation got enough people in this country and world against us. Those of us who are diehard, I got 55 years of my life invested in this team. More than that, there are people who literally lived their entire lives. We got, one Super Bowl. We had some disappointment. We made it.
Mm-hmm.
But what we see year after year is effort. And the reason the Swamp Fox got beat up was because we didn't see effort. Buddy Ryan didn't do much better, but they put the effort in. Dick Vermeil, God bless him, they put the effort in. Nick Sirianni is a very good coach, very good. A 70% winning record? Come on, man. He only got a couple years under his belt, and we can't fault him for the players that's on the field. Those are the people who he's given. That's how you measure, man. What does he do with what he has? And he's doing a great job. He really is. Did he step on his tallywhacker a couple of times? Yeah, so what? Show me a man that don't make mistakes. I'll show you a man who ain't doing nothing.
I agree with that. I like that line.
Come on,
yeah.
Man. Joe, you got to come on around and understand this is Philadelphia. This is how we live. This is how we die. And the fact that we're like a family, we can get on the radio. The whole world watches us. Those people are so crazy. No, they just don't understand our passion.
Well, that's right. Sean, you're right about that.
What we want to put up. 70%, I'm taking it. Marv Levy, left hand, never got to win a Super Bowl. That man went to 4 consecutive Super Bowls, and people have a nerve to say he can't coach. Really?
Well, no, Marv Levy obviously could coach. And Sean, it's a good phone call, and I like that line. But like, there's a line between good and great. Can we win something first before he's great? I mean, I could pull up.
No, I get you on that.
I mean, we could pull up a lot of coaches that have a very nice winning percentage in NFL history. And if I say their name, you'd laugh if I said they were a great coach. Mike Martz has a good winning percentage. He went to a Super Bowl.
What about Barry Switzer's winning percentage? Because that's how I thought you were going.
Barry Switzer's winning percentage was 625. He was 40-24. Sirianni a little bit better, but Barry Switzer won the Super Bowl. Like,
yeah.
Just because you win a lot of games in the regular season doesn't mean you're great. Again, I think he's doing a good job, Hugh. And I think that his evolution over the course of this year really, really is something. Because I think we all thought he was on the path to getting fired in October.
Oh, no, that's what it felt like.
Whether or not you want to say he should be fired or you just thought he was kind of on that path, it looked bad. 2 months ago, it looked bad.
You know, no question about it.
He's turned it around.
And that's why I think that he deserves a little bit more credit, because Coach Sirianni, to me, it's the sum of all of it for me personally. Because I listen to him in his press conferences now. He's more concise. I know that there might be some pushback on that, but I just feel like he's more controlled. His thoughts are more focused, if you will, when he speaks about this team. And the bottom line is they're playing for him. That's the most important thing, man. Like, as a head coach, is that he's figured out a way to motivate these guys, and they're playing selfless. A.J. Brown was at the beginning of the season on his way probably to another Pro Bowl season. Kind of, you know, took a back seat to that because of what Saquon has been doing. Still playing, he's still playing well.
But less volume.
And to his credit, I haven't heard anybody complaining. You know, we're talking about the storyline is being Coach Sirianni and, you know, whether or not he lost his mind, the Britney Spears moment and all the other stuff. The last couple of weeks, ain't been none of that. It's been basically us picking apart, you know, what's going on with this team, or Saquon Barkley going to be the MVP. Nothing like it was 6 weeks ago. Nothing. And that's a credit to him.
It is. No, that his ability to get the buy-in from these players, especially as the offense has evolved and high-profile guys have become, you know, less volume players in the offense, that's a good job by him. I agree with that. 215-592-9494. Are they ripping me again on ESPN for the Sirianni stuff? Let's listen yesterday with Pat McAfee.
He's from Brandon at Geek World. Love that. Hashtag I don't want to react, but Nick Sirianni, this bald Italiano, has done it again. 8-0 since he shaved his head. 8-0 since telling that pipsqueak in the crowd, pipe down, I know what I'm doing. That's Nick Sirianni football, baby. Eagles to the bowl. Hashtag fly.
Eagles fly.
They've been on the road to victory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Sirianni's won a lot. Mm-hmm. AJ, they asked if he was owed an apology last week on TV. I like that. I like what everybody's doing.
You think people, like, say they have one loss coming up?
Nope.
People jumping off the bandwagon?
Yep.
No doubt.
It's a week by week, day by day kind of for him, huh?
Yeah, he's on an hour by hour contract, I think, with those fans over there. But that's Philadelphia football.
You know what? I like that. We might steal that one. Hour by hour contract. What have you done for lately?
That's what it is. I mean, and that's okay. That's what you sign up for. I can't. Where did Pat pay in New York? He played in New York somewhere.
Indianapolis.
He played in Indy.
Colt.
It's different here, and I think that's what makes it so special and so unique, because it is different here, and it might not be fair, it might not be right, but hey, that's how we roll here in Philadelphia. So if you don't like it, then oh well. Let me just say this real quick, because I get a little offended when I hear guys like Jim Nance and I hear Pat McAfee talk about. And they say it in a backhanded way, like how this fan base is bad.
It's almost like it's like a half mocking. Like, it's like, you lose a game, you're out.
It's not. It's like this is a bad fan base. This fan base is crazy, no question about that. But this is our family, and I don't like when people talk ill about family. I really don't.
I love our fans. I am one of them. But guys, these dummies didn't know what we had in Andy Reid for a long time until he left. I'm not saying Nick Sirianni's Andy Reid. I'm just saying you made the Jeff Fisher comparison. Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone.
And Andy had the lead to grow, though. I will say that. I hear what you're saying, Kyle, but Andy had the lead to grow.
Okay, but he went to NFC Championship games in Super Bowl.
This was his first job ever.
I think this was more growth. Now, as much as like it hurts my soul, like I'm gonna let Kyle throw that Andy Reid comparison out, and I'm gonna let it be. Just like you will let me throw my Jeff Fisher out and let it be.
That's Nick Sirianni football.
That's right. Good coach, not great. Win some playoff games this year. Get to another Super Bowl, and we'll talk. 215-592-9494. Right now, are you willing to say Nick Sirianni is a great coach? Are you there? Hughes at very good. I'm at good. I think good's a good growth for me. I think he's a good coach. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll continue the phone lines, all your phone calls, and we'll get to some of the details from Ian Rapoport on what happened with Sirianni and Hurts during the bye. It changed the season. That's next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.